For the first time in over a decade, the operator of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System announced a year-over-year increase in the amount of oil moving through the pipeline. Last year, according to the Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, the pipeline moved about 517,000 barrels per day. That's a 1.8% increase from 2015. Alyeska President Tom Barrett says he's happy to kick off the pipeline's 40th year with the announcement.
Every barrel that either stops the decline or slows it, or as in the last year, increases, is very positive for us as an operator.
Oil flowing through the pipeline peaked in 1988 at 2 million barrels per day. It's declined steadily ever since then, with small upticks in 1991, 2002, and now 2016. Department of Natural Resources Deputy Commissioner Mark Wiggin says he can't point to a single factor behind the increase. There was a full year of production for ConocoPhillips' first development in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. The private company Hillcorp was also more active on the North Slope. And, he says, fewer North Slope facilities were shut down for maintenance last year. But Wiggin says the state isn't predicting that TAPS will return to its glory days, at least not anytime soon.
The uptick that we witnessed in 2016, while very positive and it's the direction we wanted heading, surely does not suggest that we were heading back to the peak years in 1988.
In December, Alaska's Department of Revenue predicted oil production from the North Slope will continue its decline. By 2025, the state forecast production could dip below 350,000 barrels per day. If oil flow dips below 300,000 barrels per day, Alyeska doesn't know if the pipeline can keep operating safely. Slow-moving oil and a cooler pipeline causes wax that exists naturally in the oil to build up. It's also likely that ice accumulation will become a bigger problem. Barrett says pipeline workers are already dealing with problems caused by slow-moving oil and cold weather.
We've installed new pumps. We've installed methanol injection points. We use fire heaters to manage at this lower speed, which is really not what we were designed for.
Barrett says he's hopeful production will increase this year, too. But Alyeska has to plan for all scenarios, including a continued decline in production. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.